This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This is hour number 3. All right, what I'm going to talk about right now is so stupid. I've just got to talk about it. I'm sorry about this. I did mention that Nancy Pelosi's father once dedicated a statue of Robert E. Lee. The best martial artist that has ever lived, Bruce Lee, had a brother named Robert Lee. There's probably quite a few Robert Lees in Asia. Well, at ESPN, there's an Asian named Robert Lee who's working with ESPN. And he's not going to be working the upcoming University of Virginia versus William & Mary football game, because he happens to have a similar name to the former Confederate general. They pulled him from the game due to concerns that his name may be insensitive to the still-healing Charlottesville community. This reminds me of when oh, man. I can't remember. Jane Curtin and, gosh, what was it? I can't remember the other guy's name. They would do the nightly news or weekend update or something on Saturday Night Live. And he would come out and say, "Jane, you're incredibly ignorant." He wouldn't. I can't remember his name at this particular moment. That's how stupid this is. This is incredibly ignorant. But it gets better. Wait, there's more. Let me channel my inner Billy Mays. Reuters steps in, and they were able to make things 1,000 times dumber. Because on Twitter, they put out this tweet: Confederate General Lee doppelganger pulled from college broadcast. Reuters, if any of your employees are listening to me today, a doppelganger is a ghostly double or counterpart of a living person or a lookalike. Robert Lee, the ESPN sportscaster, looks like nothing like General Robert E. Lee. One is Asian with black hair. The other is a southern gentleman with a gray beard and hair, you know. They've never been in the same room together. They've never been around each other. Shortly after all of that, they downgraded him where they dropped the General Lee namesake from the upcoming University of Virginia broadcast. Now, a namesake means that one that has the same name as another. I have a namesake. My son is I have a son, William Edward Frady Jr. He is my namesake. He wouldn't be my namesake if he was just William Frady. Okay? Now, I don't know what Robert Lee, the ESPN sportscaster's middle name is, but it's very unlikely to be Edward, which was the general's middle name. It's also pretty unlikely that Lee was named after the Confederate general, given the ubiquity of both the names Robert and Lee. Even the spelling of his name has been Americanized. Lee in Chinese is L-I, pronounced Lee. L-E-E is just what we have done to the name here in the United States. Thank you, Dan Aykroyd. There you go. Thank you, Guest 230. I don't know how I forgot Dan Aykroyd's name, but I did. One of the top basketball recruits in the country right now is named David Duke. And he was named after his father, not the racist politician from Louisiana. I have known somebody named Scott Peterson, but it wasn't the one that murdered his wife, Lacey. Here we have ESPN and Reuters basically making a problem where there was no problem. Out of stupidity. This is political correctness run amok. I mean, this is so far out there now that I'm not, you know, holy. Tonight, I'll be looking in the mirror going, did you actually volunteer for the military to defend this country when you got this kind of stuff going on right now with people that have gone to high school, graduated the first time, know how to tie their shoes, they know the English language, they can read, they have a job, they have all this other stuff, and they're thinking this way? Now, while I'm sitting here telling them that this is pretty stupid, what they're doing is really stupid, at the same time, I have to sit back and go, wow, I sort of feel really stupid to have defended all of these idiots. I feel really stupid to know that I was a part of a noble cause that only now our president is trying to fix our setup, despite him trying before and all of the, you know, people getting rehired after they get fired and all this other stuff. I sit here and I'm just going, wow. Wow. This isn't even a thing that makes me go, now. It's making me, it's almost, I don't know, I'm a little concerned that can aneurysms be caused by stupidity on the by observing stupidity? Thank you, Dr. John. Dr. John got me Dan Aykroyd. Thank you, Dr. John. Now, there is a silver lining to this. This is not America. This is not the mainstream of America. This is not the majority of America that is talking this way, thinking this way. This is media and entertainment, and this is the political elite class. They have gone, and all of this time where we were sitting around thinking, well, these guys are quite learned, quite intelligent, quite elite. Turns out, they were just guarding their own pertinence. Just guarding their own pertinence. So, every time they come out and say something like this, this is a slap in the face of all of us that voted for Trump. Everything. Bill Kristol, he likes to slap us in the face. ESPN, they like to slap us in the face. Reuters, everybody's trying to, you know, this is gamesmanship. Everybody's trying to one-up each other to see who can be the most politically correct, which is a losing proposition. If you win, we lose, okay? Politically correct. This is truly one of these moments where I really, truly ask myself, what has caused us to go this way? This all happened in front of us. This is not the way the world was when I was a kid. Not at all. This is something we're going to have to correct at some point, and the only ones that are going to be around when all of this is done are going to be me and you. The only ones of any real conviction, because we've been having to fight. Being a Second Amendment advocate, Dr. John says I can have an aneurysm, thanks. We have been dealing with this for years. This is something, nothing new for us. I'm just surprised at how they're just applying it to everything, and nobody's going, hey, we've seen this before. Anyway, when we get back, we're going to talk about how gun violence and gun ownership are not necessarily somebody that goes down that path hand in hand. This is Lock and Load. I want to talk with you. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
I've been taking One World Way for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, ground meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Way. During that time, I was taking it three times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tonight. This is Lock and Load. I keep hearing from some of these people, especially off of this last thing, they're trying to turn this into a gun control opportunity by saying that they, you know, open carry of firearms is bad. Allow me to introduce some figures for you, gun grabbers. Because, see, we don't have a gun problem here in the United States. We do have a gun grabber problem, but no gun problem. Every time we experience a tragedy, especially one where we have multiple deaths, gun critics respond with a call to limit our Second Amendment guarantee. Orlando, San Bernardino, Fort Hood. Those things were rooted in Islam. Sandy Hook involved a perpetrator with a very serious mental health issue. No matter. I mean, motive matters, but not to gun grabbers. They latched onto them as reasons to restrict gun ownership. And the reaction became so knee-jerk that the moms demand attention in America launched into a theatrical diatribe over photos that were published depicting protesters openly carrying firearms in Charlottesville, Virginia, who were actually members of the Pennsylvania Lightfoot Militia. Not protesters on either side. From the mom's demand happening now, dozens are openly carrying semi-automatic rifles at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville. That's just absolute laziness. Oh my! Now, we had three deaths there, two due to aircraft, one due to automobile. All tragic. Nobody reported a single shot being fired, and guns were being carried by both sides. But groups like the Moms Demand Attention and Every Town for Gun Safety and the Brady Campaign often point to the high rate of firearm ownership as the prime contributor to gun violence. And that's only half true. The half about gun ownership. We lead all other nations in gun ownership, according to the most recent data compiled by a small arms survey. And that's not a big surprise. In fact, it reports that there are 88.8 firearms per 100 in America. The next highest is Yemen, and that plummets to 54.8. But this high private gun ownership rate doesn't translate into an equally high rate of firearm-related homicide. And that's also reported by the same group. So, again, using their latest data, we found that the United States experienced 8,592 firearm homicides annually in a five-year average, giving us a firearm homicide rate of 2.7 per 100,000 people. That rate placed us at number 59. Honduras led the pack with 67.19 firearm-related homicides per 100,000 in population, nearly 25 times ours. But Honduras came in at number 88 for gun ownership, 6.2 privately owned guns per 100 people. Now, if you're not convinced still, if you're ready to pack your bags and move to some great tropical island, you are in luck. Unlike the United States, private citizens have no right to possess firearms in the Bahamas, so it comes in at number 98 for gun ownership. But its low gun ownership doesn't help. Its 24.82 firearm homicides per 100,000 places it number 9, right at 10 times ours. Maybe they should rethink their signature catchphrase, which it's better in the Bahamas. 1994, we saw this quirky little comedy titled Barcelona, depicting the adventures of two American cousins seeking love and sex in that Mediterranean Spanish city during the final days of the Cold War. And in one memorable scene, a woman argues with one of the cousins, a U.S. naval officer named Fred Boynton, about the state of violence in America. She says, "You can't say Americans are not more violent than other people." When Fred denies that Americans are violent, she continues, "All those people killed in shootings in America." He said, "Oh, shootings, yes, but that doesn't mean Americans are more violent than other people. We're just better shots." Recent events in that same Spanish city, Barcelona, suggest gun ownership has nothing to do with violence. At last count, dozens were seriously injured and 14 people were killed, including one American, in last week's terrorist attacks there. So, statistics prove that gun ownership doesn't predispose one to gun violence. Guns and violence are wholly independent of each other. If guns were the cause of violence, we would be in charge of everything right now. And there would be far fewer leftists out there right now. Oh, Bill, that's a veiled threat. Well, it's the truth. You're the ones that call me deplorable. You're the ones that say I bitterly cling to this and that. I don't bitterly cling to anything. I'm very determined in my clinging. And I am that way because I know that if you ever get that out of my grasp, you're going to go for the full court press. It's going to be like that movie Equilibrium, where we're all taking a dose of some mind-altering drug to where we docilely walk around all day long just, you know, existing. And I don't want to just exist. So, all of these gun-grabbing organizations, they're grasping. They're grasping at straws. And they don't know what to do. Because statistics keep coming out on our end. And, I mean, when they come from the CDC or the Small Arms Survey, which is not pro-gun by any stretch of the imagination, this just further erodes their case. And given what I think would happen if they decided to try to strip us of guns, which they would try to do it incrementally. They know they can't do it in one fell swoop, but they would try to do it incrementally. But at some point, I think now that America is so woke to what's going on in America, that very quietly, unbeknownst to anybody right now that's listening or thinking or talking about anything, something is beginning. I know that Trump supporters support him more. I know that every time we have some sort of little news meltdown, he gets a few more notches. He's not going to lose support of the American people, which is who put him in power. That's who, and we elected everybody else. They just don't see it that way, though. But with Trump, you know, that was a mistake. The only mistake here is making the, you know, having this idea that you can take away our rights. That's the biggest mistake. Just not going to happen. I'm powerfully afraid it's just not going to happen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Napoleon Bonaparte is quoted as having said, "When the enemy is making false movement, we must take good care not to interrupt him." Those were very wise words in the battlefield in 1805, and worthy advice for the lackadaisical Republicans currently, and all conservatives today in 2017. Given the Democrats' stunning, and I mean, it is still stunning, inability and abject failure to seat their notorious anointed nominee last November, followed by a series of congressional election losses despite spending staggering sums of election campaign cash. The fact is, the Democrats are disassembling in total and utter disarray. And while the leftists in this country disassemble into numerous competing factions, feckless party Democrats are now wandering leaderless into the wilderness. The heart of this political party is now at stake. There was a published essay titled "The Liberal Crack-Up" by Mark Lila, who surmises, "It's time to admit that American liberalism is in deep crisis. A crisis of attachment and trust on the side of the wider public. The question is why." Probably is a very, very bitter pill for them to swallow right about now, especially those of the 1960s era whose efforts brought the leftist consciousness to the fore of American politics. But unfortunately, there's a new generation of young liberals who have failed to adopt the concepts of solidarity, equal opportunity, and public duty, rather rallying behind divisive single-issue vapity. Mr. Leland laments that we got tangled up in the divisive zero-sum world of identity politics. Correct. To sum it up, long gone is the ambition of a new vision of a better way, woven together by a common unifying thread. Identity politics has segmented, divided, and torn asunder their leftist innovation of coming together for the common good. Leftist party political identity factions are at war not only with American society as a whole, but also with each other. And they're all vying for supremacy. Numerous identity factions are far removed and sequestered from that once big tent that the Democratic Party used to boast about all the time. And that was the case with Sanders. The young leftist idealists attached themselves to Sanders in the hope of making Sanders the Democrat presidential nominee. And it was all about one message. You can have everything and pay nothing for it. What did we do? How'd that happen? When they failed to realize, or maybe it was because they were too naive to understand, that the fix was in for Hillary Clinton long before Sanders announced his candidacy. So, unable to cope with that brutal reality, many of Sanders' supporters either stayed home or simply refused to mark their ballots for Clinton. Jill Stein's ill-fated presidential election recount turned up thousands of ballots in which no presidential candidate name was marked. In his essay, Mr. Leela, who is a humanities professor at Columbia University, claims he is struck by the angry tenor and tone of the radicalized leftist-thinking students. He has a very real concern based on his own personal observation that college and university faculty have turned impressionable young minds into dangerous ideologues. They have no capability for civil debate. They are obsessed with personal identity politics. To speak plainly, they have no capacity to see a bigger political picture. According to Mr. Leela, Black Lives Matter is a textbook example of how not to build solidarity. That movement is steeped in violence against law enforcement, as well as vandalism and property destruction, and the overarching demand for white sin penance, which, according to Mr. Leela, plays right into the hands of the Republican right. And the recent events in Charlottesville, and the growing presence of extreme leftist splinter groups such as Antifa, which is festering in the liberal ranks, confirms that Democrats will face a monumental task of uniting warring factions into a cohesive voting bloc in 2018 and 2020. They have no real leader at the helm. And you need a leader to get in there and to corral and convince the leftist adversaries that identity politics will not win elections. We should let them do this and be this way uninterrupted. Let them tear themselves apart. While we're doing that, we also need to re-examine who we keep re-electing on the Republican side. It wouldn't take too many people. I can think of four senators that if they were replaced, that would change the entire complexity of the Senate as far as on the Republican side. And I'm talking about McCain, Graham, Flake, and Heller. Murkowski should go. Collins should go. All of you states. Now, see, Graham, we won't get to do Graham again, I think, till 2018. I don't know. I'll have to look. Possibly 2014 was when he was reelected, so maybe 2020. I'm tired of it. He seems like a bipolar individual. On one hand, he's chastising the president, and on the other hand, he's proud of him. Pal, you're a senator who does nothing. The fact that you are my senior senator and you feel safe infuriates me. Because you're not doing anything. I'm tired of hearings. I'm tired of blue ribbon panels. I'm tired of all of that. I'm ready to see some sort of results, some sort of movement. And you know what? If you can't get it done, if you can't get 60 votes, then change the rules. Because you can damn sure bet that if they ever get in power again, they will do it. And if they don't, if they do it, then guess what? You will be sitting there going, I can't believe they changed. Well, yeah, I can. Let's get a little movement going. I'm not going to call it progress because the progressives have co-opted that word just like they do so many other words. I don't believe a progressive leftist, liberal, they are exactly what they say they aren't. They're all fascists. Bernie Sanders, basically, you know, the Nazi party of, it was a political party. It wasn't some subspecies of humanity, it was a party. And that stood for National Socialists. What do you think Bernie Sanders is? But Bill, he's Jewish. Big deal. Big deal. These guys are exactly who they say they fight. That's what they do. The only problem is that America's woke. And that's their biggest problem. And in the meantime, they're fighting each other. And we know where... I'm sort of watching that from the side. It's just that all of these Republicans just make me so angry all the time. I can't help myself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Here we go!
Last time on the firing line. One of the reasons I wanted to discuss the this bill that's moving, well, I don't know if it's moving through the House, but this defense of the Second Amendment bill that's out there, is that somebody needs to, look, I'm all about the Constitution, and I do believe the Constitution, the Tenth Amendment, does reserve everything not specified in the Constitution to the states. Okay? However, one thing that these states have started doing, and they started doing it with guns, and now they're doing it with a whole host of other things, which just sort of spotlights that whole template of gun control, is they look at laws like they're optional, like they're a guideline. Like right now, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and others like him, they've decided they don't have to obey immigration law or cooperate with immigration authorities. Some are suing the federal government for threatening to cut off federal funding. So in other words, we're going to break the law and you're going to pay us to do it. That's what they're saying. By this logic, politicians throughout the country obviously should also be allowed to ignore tax law, environmental law and regulation, OSHA regulations, labor laws, education rules and regulations, banking. Anything that they deem unacceptable, they should just ignore. And if the federal government threatens to cut off any funds from the taxpayers, the politicians can sue, saying the government has no right to tell them how to run their city or state. It would be really great if Mayor Emanuel or, you know, California's Jerry Brown or Andrew Cuomo of New York or Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan, all these other brilliant politicians, it would be really great if they were to decide which part of the oath of office they want to abide by. Because they obviously don't want to abide by any of it. We had a president and a secretary of state who could pick and choose whatever laws they would follow and enforce. We had a Justice Department that had some real investigations and other pretend investigations called matters depending on whether they liked your political positions. Should individuals and businesses also be able to pick and choose, or are the politicians the only special entities here? I studied government as a young child in Columbia, South Carolina. I had this mistaken belief that when a legislative body passed a law, this was a law for all people, including politicians. I actually believe that when a politician took an oath to follow the laws, that they meant what they were saying. I mean, where you're sitting right now, just look up in the air and let one of those dialogue boxes pop up like they do on in a comic book. And just for a moment, try to picture what might go wrong if everyone could have a choice about what laws they're going to obey and which ones they're not. Then we are becoming a nation of men, not laws. And that is so hard to tell today after the last 8 years. Now, in the Democrats' world, politicians throughout the country should have the freedom of choice to follow immigration laws without threat of loss of our money, but individuals and businesses can't be allowed the freedom of choice of what kind of health insurance to buy without not only paying massively higher premiums and out-of-pocket expenses, but also paying additional taxes to the master if you don't follow the letter of the law. The politicians who actually passed the law and said they were subject to it had an authoritarian president who assumed all government money was his, and he gave them a special tax benefit that the law didn't allow. They are so special, those politicians. It's great now to have a president who wants to give the power and purse back to the people where it belongs instead of an authoritarian president who believed the purse and power needed to reside in the hands of the powerful government. It is an outrage that media supports these lawless mayors and governors. It's an outrage that the media supported an actual authoritarian president, no matter how much he abused his constitutional authority. It's great to have a president who decides how the military should run based upon what the military leaders say, instead of what Valerie Jarrett recommends. It's also much better and safer for the men and women who have generously volunteered to protect our freedom to have military leaders decide on the rules of engagement instead of some political advisor. Matt Lauer was interviewing Vice President Mike Pence on Tuesday and complained that Trump didn't detail out the actual number of troops and a timeline. What a great strategy. That worked so well, I'm sure, back in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's a good thing that Lauer and Obama never advised Washington and Lincoln or Roosevelt how to run a war. And that's the problem. The lessons of history are lost now. And that means that a lot of people are not that bright anymore. Now, as we get ready to go and close for the evening, let me say this. There is a coup that is developing. And you can see it every night on the nightly news. Yet, few really talk about what this means for the country and what can be done to avert this fate. Now, we do have the bulwark of the Constitution and a protracted process inherent to the rule of law. But the urgency and clarity of mind to prevail and prevent the ouster of a president can be heightened by grasping the goals and temperament of the power brokers who seek his destruction, and then the subsequent reordering of this country. So, removing Trump without sufficient cause would have a very dramatic and lasting repercussion. At a minimum, In the event that nobody does anything, the power brokers involved would feel entitled to a very big role in reordering the nation. But at the other end of the spectrum, a more dramatic maximum-type response could come in the form of a civil uprising of armed constituencies that voted for Trump, who might well feel that there is now no other recourse from the fundamental betrayal of the ballot box and disenfranchisement by their government. And among the power brokers, first there are the globalists and the open borders advocates that understandably fear Trump. He's serious about the integrity of our borders. very desperate group. It includes George Soros and his Open Society Institute, and you know, La Raza, Mark Zuckerberg, Disney CEO Bob Iger. Second group of power brokers in the coup attempt are those in the political establishment. They're both leftist politicians, bureaucrats, deep state operatives, as well as media professionals who carry their water and promote their view. Because these are the people who are, in essence, the swamp in Washington. They're directly threatened by Trump. These are the people cheerleading Robert Mueller and his stable of more than a dozen insider lawyers, many of whom are beginning to leave. A lot of them are getting out there. Getting out there and doing this witch hunt and coming up empty-handed is not going to look good on anybody's resume. And that's what it's all about, the resume. The power. Now, the power brokers are undaunted. They understand certain things, but they don't. They hear, but they don't listen, right? So if you read the Weekly Standard or National Review or any of these things, maybe we need to start sort of very gently making our views known. Because I'm not going to sit back and watch this president be taken down. I don't think I'm alone. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. Has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. libertyid.com. libertyid.com.